dice que todo te puede suceder. Dice que él sigue tan solo su camino, que quien más tiene que perder. El mundo es grande, tienes donde sentarte. Si solo duermes, nunca despertarás. Dice que escapa y no sabe lo que busca, pero no busca la vida que perdió.
Hey, welcome back to The Morning After on CKT 90.3 FM. It's 7:50 and I'm going to turn the mic over to Stephanie Clermont of CKUT, who is joined in studio by Nick, and they're about to talk about squatting.
Thank you, Courtney. In cities across the U.S., people are fighting foreclosures through community organizing and various types of resistance. For every homeless person in the U.S., 5 homes are sitting empty. That's a stat that Nick, my guest today, related to me. And one of the tactics that's being used in the opening, used to fight these issues, is the opening and maintaining of squats. Squatting means entering and inhabiting abandoned buildings and, in some instances, fighting to stay there. Today in the studio, we're joined by a squatter from Oakland, California. His name is Nick. Nick is touring the U.S. and Canada to talk about the practical aspects of squatting, but also about the ethical and social implications of squatting. Nick, welcome to the show.
Hello.
So I just gave a brief description there, but as a squatter, maybe you can elaborate a bit more for our listeners. What is squatting?
Well, squatting at its base is just reclaiming private property for use in a common way for people who are without housing or without access to resources. We find this to be more and more pertinent as workers become more and more precarious and as access to resources and money becomes harder for more and more people. It's also a radicalized, liberated space for many people who open the squats. Is a place where you can practice lifestyles deviant from like a normative, homogenous, or heteronormative lifestyle. It's a place to practice good politics, a place where there are many social centers and creative outlets, and places to experiment with organizing collectively outside of the enforcement of policy, outside of policing, and outside of the landlord's control.
So you're taking practically all of your summer to do this tour. You're going in a bunch of cities in the U.S. and in Canada. And I'm wondering, why is it important for you to be doing this tour? And what do you tell the people who attend your workshops?
It's important to go on the tour, as in Oakland, we have many squats, but we don't have the perfect answer to all of the problems and crisis that comes to us within our liberated spaces. So we had many questions on how to keep our spaces with good boundaries and keep people accountable when they do terrible things within our neighborhood. Because we can't call police as squatters, and as anti-capitalists, we don't want to value the police in that way. So going from city to city to see how people maintain the boundaries of their liberated spaces, of their queer safe spaces, of their spaces that are anti-capitalist, and also working in Oakland with anti-foreclosure groups, we want to make links with the squatters and also people who are a little more rooted in a working class identity. We want to bridge the gap between people who are impoverished to the point where they have to squat and people who have a little bit more rigid lives. And we do that by working together and tricking up the laws and finding ways for us to remain in spaces as long as we can, whether that's a family that has owned a house for 10, 20 years and they're being evicted because of a racist or classist policy. And the second they stay in their house to make a stake on that building, they're squatting in the same way that we will enter an abandoned property that hasn't been used. And because of trespassing laws, no one is allowed to breach the contract of private property. So just making links, learning from stories of others who have squatted or faced eviction or who have held down radical spaces, to me, is important to share on a local scale, but also like a state-to-state international scale as well.
And you've already given your two workshops in Montreal. You're going to Ottawa on July 12th, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
And how did your workshops in Montreal go? What was people's responses?
People's responses were very good. A lot of folks have firsthand experience in being part of a squat and opening spaces, whether it's the CSA squat, right? That's what it's called, or like the Préfontaine squat, I guess many others. People had very good things to say about how they maintained a space, how they maintained their boundaries, how they were to like evict someone or deal with someone who brought many crises into their communities. And people were generally wanting to open spaces themselves, but I think still there's a long way to go in getting people to understand that it is possible in almost every city, and to have them like push the limits. There's a lot of fear behind like how the cops will respond to folks who enter a building. And, you know, that's one thing I wish more places were inspired to do, is open spaces.
Yeah. How did you respond to people's fears about that, about authorities' reaction to people trying to take over space? Because I imagine that a lot of our listeners don't like paying rent and don't like being subservient to the system of having to pay to stay somewhere. But for a lot of us, it seems like it's not actually possible to squat. So what you were saying is that it is possible in many different cities, even if we think that it's not?
Exactly. It's possible because in every city, I believe that there's squatters everywhere. And there's some of these people are the most oppressed classes. It's going to be people of color, women, children, people who are deviant sexually or in their gender to heteronormativity. But also, it's people who are wealthy and they're looking to flip land to make money. Sometimes squatters are like just secret rich people who have learned to abuse the laws to accumulate more private property. And so because of that, it is possible in every place. Like, if anything, squatters are kind of the norm everywhere. And even in places that are oppressed into third world status, like, you know, squatters are people who like ring the metropoles, and like the history of this continent is one where like squatters came and took all the land from indigenous people. So it's not like something that's unique to just white punk culture. It's something that's everywhere, and each city has a different police response to trespassing. But the eviction process in many cities is a long and arduous one. So it's like using that space of like long and arduous to like remain in a home is super important. And I think that people just need to like push it. That's all that people can do to advance the struggle of liberating spaces is to open the spaces. So we can talk and talk and talk about how difficult it is and how much we need it. But at the base, opening new spaces is really the only way to push that movement.